Hi, this is Will Tuttle, and I am sorry that we did not make a full recording of the call on January 16th, 2020, where we interviewed Renee King Sonnen, Rowdy Girl of the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, and we were able to discuss the Rancher Advocacy Program, which was really interesting to hear about. And how she's working basically to help people who are ranchers and factory farmers and farmers of animals transition to something vegan or something that's no longer abusing animals. For example, mushroom farming or turning their operation into a sanctuary for animals and a vegan wedding site, things like that. So we talked to her about those things and also about the spiritual dimension. It was mainly the whole hour and a half was talking about spirituality, veganism, based on my Eastern journey, the journey we just did to Eastern Asia and the Buddhist traditions that we were exposed to that are really promoting veganism based on ancient wisdom teachings that we just don't have in the West. And my recent article about the lack in the West of any deep scriptural tradition that supports compassion for animals and for all beings, especially for animals. It's just pretty much missing in the West, and it's not missing in the East. So that's a big advantage that they have. So we talked about that. And also Judy Carman talked about the upcoming, in September anyway, the 2020 vision, it's called, conference for vegan spirituality that'll be held at Unity Village in Kansas City, Missouri, that I'll be speaking at along with Dr. Milton Mills and Dr. Lisa Kemmerer and Victoria Moran. So those are some of the highlights. I really can't recreate the whole thing. I apologize, but hopefully I will always remember to press the record button from now on. And have a great week. We'll be back again on February 20th, 2020. We'll be in Arizona at that point, probably in Tucson. We're just leaving Friday morning, that's January 17th, on a two-month lecture tour, Madeline and I. So we send all our love. Keep up the great work you're doing. And we will give thanks every day that we're able to contribute to this movement for healing and for awakening for the benefit of all beings. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.